Sonia. Long time no see. Long time no hear, too. It's been awful not doing this podcast more frequently, but things got way, way out of hand. Right now, some of Sid's equipment is still at sea, and, whoa, I've said too much. But welcome back, listeners. So, take it away, Mr. Showbiz.
Hi, hello, and how are you? It's Sid Griffin. You're riffing with Griffin after a 9 month, 1 week, 2 days, 4 hours, 17 minutes, and 37 second break. Sorry about the long break, folks. Situations were beyond our control. We're back. The podcast is back. The Calling All Co-Porters, Sid Griffin, your Riffin' with Griffin podcast is back. First off, thanks to our great engineer, Kevin Stokes. Thanks to the wonderful Sonia, whose dulcet tones you just heard just then. Ladies and gentlemen, what's the theme of this comeback podcast after some 9.5 months or whatever it's been? Well, it's simple. These are all songs the Long Riders played as encores in their set. Now, there's been some debate amongst the band. Sid, we didn't do this as an encore. We did it as a cover in the set. I dispute that. I say that all 13 selections tonight, well, 12 and a surprise song, I say that 12 of the songs and a 13th surprise song were encore songs, as the end of the show, right? After Lewis and Clark or before Lewis and Clark, which is usually how we end the set. Anyway, enough of my yakking. Let's get right to it. First thing up, it's 1985. We came out on stage after the opening act was That Petrol Motion. And all of us together played this song, Public Image.
Some roads are blocked, and Sundowns are golden, then fade away. And if I never do nothing, I'm coming back someday. 'Cause you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. All around your island, there's a barricade that keeps out the danger, holds in the pain. Sometimes you're happy, sometimes you cry. Half of me is ocean, half of me is sky. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. Some things go on. Part of me you carry, and part of me is gone. But you got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down. You got a heart so big, it could crush this town. And I can't hold out forever, even walls fall down.
What a great song. He cut several versions. Oh man, Walls by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Isn't that from the soundtrack of She's the One? I think that it is. Now, here's the whole thing. Let's start at the top before we talk about TP. We started out with Public Image. The song, the Public Image theme by the band Public Image, was their first single. They did a gig Christmas Day 78, was it? Because they knew they could get a venue, and the Sex Pistols had broken up, and there was such great excitement. The first album came out, and I didn't understand when he was doing that kind of crazy dub, echoey stuff. But that single was so terrific that in 1985, in the fall of 1985, when the Long Riders triumphantly came back to Europe for a tour in, I believe it was October into November, I think it was November into December, now that I think about it, we had as the opening act that Petrol Emotion. We had that Petrol Emotion as the opening act because I felt I owed it to the O'Neill brothers, Damien and John O'Neill, or Liam O'Neill. They were of that Petrol Emotion, they were in the Undertones. And the Undertones, way back in the Jurassic period of 1980, I think it was spring 1980, had my band, The Unclaimed, my pre-Long Riders band, The Unclaimed, open for The Undertones at the Whiskey A Go-Go for two very memorable nights. So to help kind of pay the guys back for that, I had their new band, that Petrol Emotion, open for us on the Long Riders on this early winter, late autumn tour of 1985. At the end, I think we played Lewis and Clark, and then everybody came out on stage, and Steve Mack, a native of Seattle, Washington, as I recall, Steve Mack, the lead singer of that Petrol Emotion, the American lead singer of this Irish band, took over the microphone, and he sang Public Image by Johnny Rotten and co. And what a great song. I mean, just really, I don't think Rotten ever did anything as good in Public Image again, although I did love Flowers of Romance and some of the other stuff. Moving right along, Walls by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Tom Petty saw the Long Riders play two times. I'm very grateful for that. When he died and we were doing the Psychedelic Country solo album, we thought we would have to do a song for Tom Petty and a tribute, because we're kind of a baby brother band to them in terms of sound. And I knew Ben Montench from my old neighborhood in L.A., so we thought we'd do Walls. Tom cut several, like I know him really well, I'm calling him by his first name. Tom Petty cut several versions of Walls We all loved the song. And then I didn't realize we were, when we put out Walls on the album, the Longriders didn't realize we were like the third band that not only did a Tom Petty tribute, but specifically cut Walls. And just the other day, I read that my dear friend Amy Rigby and her husband, Reckless Eric of Whole Wide World fame, Semaphore Signals, etc., etc., they've recently cut Walls as a tribute to Tom Petty. So there must be six or seven alt-country, indie, hipster tributes to Tom Petty that just do this song. But it was a great song. We love that song. That's the Bangles on Harmony. At the end, I was singing along because I couldn't resist an open microphone. But yes, on our version, studio version, it's the Bangles singing Harmony, which was a tip of the hat to Tom because on his last tour, he wanted the Bangles to go out with him as a backing vocalist and doing some odd things on the guitar or percussion, whatever. And it fell through at the last minute. But anyway, that's the wrap on that. Now, what's next? I'll tell you what's next. You've never heard this in your life. This is The Byrds. Have You Seen Her Face? A single that Chris Hillman wrote, but you've never heard it like this.
Have you seen her face? Will her eyes reflect the colors in the sky? A warm, familiar place to be swept into whenever she's close by. Makes me wonder why. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eye. Must be the way she walks, a style made up to capture all she needs. No time spent on loose talk. If your luck runs right, she might see you tonight. Everything in sight. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eye. You'll find you're locked in her spell. All the sights and sounds, your senses will be found. And only time will tell how much love can be to wait so patiently. Wait and see. Run by, don't turn back. Can't hide from that look in her eye. Run by, don't turn back. Saw your face the other day, and your eyes now seem to say, please, please, baby, bring it on home. I don't want to wait. Woo! In a cold no more. Every time now that I go out, I wanna jump and shout. But don't keep me waiting. Ain't got the time.
You know it feels alright. Touch on. I jump it in the
Bye.
keep on, baby, baby, make me feel all right. Man, what a great song. I think that's almost as good as Shake Some Action or Slow Death. I really do. So let's talk about what we just heard. What we just heard was the Flamin' Groovies doing Jumpin' in the Night. And before that, we heard a Byrds acoustic demo from late 1966 of Chris Hillman, David Crosby, and I'm not really sure else is on the track. Is McGuinn singing? It's Have You Seen Her Face? It's the acoustic demo, and someone was trying to tell me it's part of the finished track. I don't know, maybe it is, but it's from Younger Than Yesterday, the album. It's the first single they ever had that Chris Hillman wrote, the first A-side that Chris Hillman wrote for the Byrds. But if you listen to that, it's obviously not the version that's on the album. It's just an acoustic 12-string being strummed along while audibly Hillman and audibly Crosby, and I guess maybe McGuinn, are singing the immortal Have You Seen Her Face. Remember, folks, all the songs we're playing on this podcast were Long Riders encores. And on this most recent tour of Europe that we did in May and June of 2023 with the great Murray Hammond of the old 97s on bass, we did Have You Seen Her Face as one of our two encore songs, along with the aforementioned Looking for Lewis and Clark. So I thought I'd play that rare version of Have You Seen Her Face, that acoustic-styled version from the Sanctuary 2 album by the Byrds, which appeared on Sundays. There were four outtakes albums on Sundays called Sanctuary. Logically enough, Sanctuary 1, 2, 3, and 4 on the Sundays label. And then Sundays put out an outtakes record from just the Fifth Dimension album. So they've done a fantastic job reissuing the Byrds. Next up is a guy that on his Jumpin' in the Night album, at least the European version, had three, count them, three versions of Bird songs on the exact same record. So you know Cyril Jordan and George Alexander and all the guys are nuts about Roger McGuinn and Co. That was their original song from the title of their third and final Sire album called Jumpin' in the Night. What a great track. Again, I think, well, actually we were taught that by our, I think the first time I heard it was the Groovies, sure, but the first time I heard it live was the Plimsolls with my dear friend Mr. Peter Case, and the Plimsolls did a great version, so I convinced the Long Riders to do a version of Jumpin' in the Night by the Groovies, and it was one of our better encore songs for a long, long time, and why not? Does that song rock or what? Woo! Come on, baby, you're going to give me a cardiac arrest. You got to love that one. And now let's talk about something that's a little chaotic. Because, you know, sometimes you're up, sometimes you're over there, sometimes you're up there, and sometimes, baby, we all got to go down.
We all got to go down.
Baby!
Nelson met Delilah in a bar. 'Cause they wanted to bury the hatchet real far. Well, after 7 shots, even old Samson was seeing spots. He said, baby,
tumultuous applause breaks out at the Club Lingerie in Los Angeles.
He's got a cumi on this next one.
That's great. The song ends. You can hear me, Dan Stewart, and Steve Wynn all yelling instructions on stage. Here's what went down with that. That's Baby We All Gotta Go Down by the Danny and Dusty Band, a sort of non-supergroup supergroup that happened in 1985. Steve Wynn and Dan Stewart wrote some songs during Monday Night Football, formed a band. It was Dennis Duck on drums from the Dream Syndicate, obviously Steve Wynn from the Dream Syndicate, obviously Dan Stewart from Green on Red. The keyboard player was Chris Kakavas, and the rest of the band was Tom Stevens of the Long Riders on bass, Stephen McCarthy of the Long Riders on guitar, and yours truly on guitar, while Danny just sort of prowled the stage and made bizarre gestures. And it was a great little band. I didn't get to do the second record. I'm on that record. And I meant to send our engineer, Kevin Stokes, Baby, We All Gotta Go Down, from the album Danny and Dusty, The Lost Weekend. And somehow or another, I sent him the file that you just heard, which is from the Club Lingerie, live in Los Angeles, live in Hollywood, a very seedy neighborhood back in 1985, which now is gentrified beyond belief. And you say, well, you know, it's been 38 years, Sid. Of course it's gentrified beyond belief, but it must have been a wonderful neighborhood back in the 20s, 30s, and I would imagine the 40s into the 50s, and it just went way downhill. And by the time we were hanging out in LA in late 70s into the 80s and the early 90s, guys like Stephen McCarthy and myself, that was a rough neighborhood. And so anyway, that's just a live version that snuck onto there, but Baby We All Gotta Go Down, that the Long Riders, I say we did it as an encore. I know we did it sometimes an encore, and sometimes we even did it as just a regular old track in the set. We haven't done it in a while. We did it the tour before last. We didn't do this most recent tour, which brings me to something that we've done periodically. I know we've had it in the set once or twice, and I know we've done it as an encore. Now, I'm not going to play Older Guys, the song in question, by the Flying Burrito Brothers. Nay, citizen, nay. I'm going to play Older Guys by myself and Peralta, a Spanish band, at the wonderful Spanish festival, the Purple Festival, just for a few years ago. Why? Because they put it out as a single.
Here's a song even the Cole Porters do. So this is for Neil, Gemma, Paul, and Polly. Tomorrow, what a wise all on another day.
yourself a crew cut, baby.
You think those guys are white collar better than I am, baby? Then flick off. You don't think this long hair? Get yourself a crew cut, baby.
Wow. The Standells. You know, it's a funny old world. That was the Standells doing Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. Before that, we heard Peralta, a Spanish band I love, with my dear friend Juancho Lopez on the bass guitar. They're a wonderful band that just... What the... Honey, could you feed that thing? It sounds like it's starving. Yeah, yeah, feed that sucker. So anyway, nice dog, nice dog. And so Peralta and I did this gig. They did a gig, and the Cole Porters, my bluegrass band, C-O-A-L, we're on Spotify, look us up. The Cole Porters did a gig at the Purple Festival, and sure enough, Peralta recorded the set, and they said, can we use your track? And I said, yeah, and they put it out as the A-side of his single. I can't imagine that was a big seller, but you just heard it. And then after that, you heard Sometimes Good Guys Don't Know... Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White, written by Ed Cobb, their manager. Always a suspicious thing when the manager writes songs for the band. But in this case, Ed Cobb wrote some classic songs. He wrote, Love That Dirty Water, bump, bump, bump. So, you know, sometimes managers can write songs. Anyway, Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White and Older Guys, both played by the Long Riders, both played as encores at various times in our career. I remember... when I had the Western Electric Band in the United States on our one American tour in like 2001 or 2002, and we had to do a second set in Appleton, Wisconsin. I'm not making this up. We did the first set. We came off stage, and the guy said, I need, you know, 45 or 50 more minutes before I'm going to pay you. So right there, we had like a 25-minute break, and I taught the guys all these garage songs, and we played Sometimes Good Guys Don't Wear White. It's probably the last time I played it, but the Long Riders did play that song back in the 80s. Older Guys, we've played as recently as, I think, 2019. We played it on those tours in the Long Riders. I'm not entirely sure, but two terrific songs by two terrific bands. The Standells have lost a guy or two to the Grim Reaper, but you can still see them at various 60s punk festivals. I'd say, as long as a couple of the guys are still around and kicking, they're worth going to see. Where are we now, you ask yourself? I want to tell you, we've had California. We started off with an English track, didn't we? Then we had, what, five songs from California? We're leaving California now. And we're going to have three songs from the state of Texas, deep in the heart of Texas. So we're going to go to Texas with this song, the great Ray Sharp, Linda Lou.
Turn to look around. Well, now she'll give everybody the eye. You never know what my baby's gonna put down. Everybody always tell me I've got the cutest little girl in town. Because of that chick, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, Linda Lou, tell me, tell me, tell me, tell me, what are you gonna do? I had a real bad dream last night, honey. You said, you said, you said, you said that we were through. Well, now if you ever leave me, you're gonna break my poor heart in two. My Linda Lou.
Flat, working out in D flat.
Ow!
Nice solo, buddy. All Okay, that was a little canned applause. Linda Lou, the great Ray Sharp from, I don't know what town in Texas. I know he's from Texas. I first heard that by the Sir Douglas Quintet, led by the great Sir Doug Somm, the late great Sir Doug Somm. Lo, he's been gone these 24 years, and we miss him like he passed yesterday. Greg Souders, close personal friend of late great Doug Somm. Sid Griffin, big fan of late great Doug Somm. And that, through that, I was turned on to Ray Sharp. That is Ray Sharp. He had a number of regional R&B hits that were pretty big in the southwest of the United States. That was his biggest nationwide R&B hit. It got to something like 38 on the pop charts and something like, I don't know, 17 or whatever. I can't remember my stats off the top of my head. On the rhythm and blues chart, it was quite a hit for him. It's the Lone Star State. You know it's great if it's from the Lone Star State. Here's a trivia fact. Of all the American states, the state that has the most songs written about it is the great state of Texas, the Lone Star State. The second state with the most songs written about it is my home state, Kentucky, the bluegrass state of Kentucky. We're number two. Hey, we're number two. Hey. Anyway, you gotta love that stuff. Let's move right along, folks. We got things to do, places to go, and people to see. After Linda Lou by the great Ray Sharp, there's only one way you can keep it in Texas. I'm gonna go with not Sir Doug's version of The Rain Came, but Big Sambo and the House Records version of The Rain Came, which came out around 62.
The rain keeps falling, and the tears keeps coming down. Find my darling. I wonder she's loved this town. Rain, 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 rain. I like to see my girl again. You broke my sunshine once again. Rain, 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 rain. My pillow's soaking wet. Here it is in the morning.
And careful not to go to her too soon. when all that going got tough. But then I looked around and there wasn't nobody else left to blow. I'm going back to New York City. I do believe I had enough. So I'll get play one out. The fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other. No, neither of them are what they claim. But if you're looking, drinking, save, you better go back from where you came.
Wrong key.
Cause the cops don't need you, and man, they expect the same.
Boy, that's obnoxious. Alvin Crowe in the lead vocal. Sitting in the Sir Doug's Quintet. The late Doug Sum. Backing up Alvin Crowe in vocals. Augie Meyer on the keyboard. Sing it, Texas. Woo! You gotta love that little abrupt thing. That's from a live album of Sir Doug's that came out on the Tacoma label, Live Texas Tornado, around 1982. I was working at Gem Records at that time, and it came out. We had to. We distributed that song. I say we had to. I loved working with Doug Somm and selling his records wholesale. I was on the phone like Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross kind of situation, selling records on the phone. I really loved it. So we kind of had a Doug Somm superset because I started back there with Linda Lou by Ray Sharp. I was talking about that song that Ray Sharp had hit with Sir Doug and the guys covered and turned it on to me. I had never heard of Ray Sharp beforehand. Then between the two tracks I've just mentioned, we heard The Rains Came, not the rain that came out in 65 that blew my mind as a kid and still blows my mind when I hear it today. Not the up-tempo Sir Doug cover. That's the same song written by his producer, Huey P. Moe, a convicted felon. Huey P. Moe was a barber by day and he was a record maker at night. They said he cut hair by day and he cut hits at night. But he went to jail for some very bad things and he is indeed a convicted felon. So let's drop Huey P. Moe, although he did write the song, not Sir Doug. Anyway, he had a couple R&B singers in Texas. He's working with guys like Joe Hughes. And he said to this one dude, he said, "Man, you're now Big Sambo and you boys are now the House Records." And I had never heard the original version of The Rains Came. That stormy, moody, it reminds me of Irma Thomas doing that great song, If Anybody Knows What Love Is. Anyone who knows what love is will understand. It's like a moody thing like that. Irma Thomas also has one called It's Raining, I believe, and it's like that. Well, anyway, whoever Big Sambo and the House Records were, they cut a great version of The Rains Came. I thought Doug's up-tempo Tex-Mex jalapeno version was great, but isn't that wonderful? Moving right along to a third Texas song, we heard the great Bob Dylan doing, Bob Dylan's song done by the Sir Doug's Quintet, Doug Somm and Alvin Crowe and the co-lead vocal there, Just Like Tom Thumb's Blues, which reminds me, from all this jabbering away that I've been doing, why not hear something from the master himself? He won the Nobel Prize for Literature, something I'm never going to do. So let's hear from Bob himself. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please.
Whoa! God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abraham said, man, you must be putting me on. God said no, Abe said what? God said you can do what you wanted, but the next time you see me coming, you better run. Hey, God said, where you want this killing done? Out on Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sammy had a bloody nose. Welfare department wouldn't give him no clothes. He asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, I got to run. He pointed with his gun out to Highway 61. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 1,000 red, white, and blue shoestrings and 100 telephones that don't seem to ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a second, son. And he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Take it all down to Highway 61. Well, the fifth daughter on the 12th night told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into this light. And he said, yes, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. The second mother was with a seventh son out on Highway 61. He was very bored, trying to arrange the next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I've never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just set some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
Yeah, he doesn't have the police whistle yet. At the Sessions in 1965, keyboardist Al Cooper, who's a buddy of mine, no, it's name dropping to say that, somebody dropped a name, but he is a buddy of mine, Al Cooper. I love the guy to death. And Al had a police whistle that when you blew air into it. In fact, I've got one somewhere in my desk. And he had obviously hasn't given it to Bob yet, because that was take 5 of Highway 60 Run Revisited. From the Dylan box set, I've got to back up to read it. Bob Dylan, 1965, 1966, The Cutting Edge. Sorry, I had to back up to read that. That's a big blue box set that I paid the big bucks for. I got all the Dylan tracks from his 3 classic albums, Bringing It All Back Home, Highway 61 Revisited, and Blonde on Blonde, and the many, many outtakes, which is why that sounds different. It's only take 5, as I said, and they weren't really cooking until about take 9 or 10, and by that time, Cooper had purchased and amused Dylan with that police whistle that goes, Rear! But they didn't have it just then. But that is his Bobness, the Nobel Prize for Literature winner, and I think his Bobness deserves it. From his Bobness, which was an encore song that Tom Stevens sang. He did a brilliant version of Highway 61 Revisited, which reminds me, it's on one of our box sets, Highway 61 Revisited by the Long Riders. I think it's on the State of Our Union box set. And it also reminds me that Dave Alvin, in his solo career post-Blasters, did a fine version about 4 or 5 years ago of Highway 61 Revisited. And you can find that on a Dave album release. The name of the album escapes me at the moment. Dave, do forgive me. But let's move right along. From Bob to Bo, we got this encore again from the Plimsolls. I saw the Plimsolls do it, and we picked it up around 84. In fact, I played the harmonica on this, the Plimsolls, at some gig in San Diego at some college radio thing in late 83. And around 1984, we started doing it in our live set. It's on one of our box sets as well. This is Bo Diddley doing Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover.
Can't judge apple by looking at a tree. You can't judge honey by looking at the bee. You can't judge a daughter by looking at the mother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, come on in closer, baby. Hear what else I gotta say. You got your radio turned down too low. Turn it up. By looking at the cane. You can't judge a woman by looking at her man. You can't judge a sister by looking at her brother. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you misjudged me. Well, I look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Come on. Oh, how am I doing, baby? Oh. Yeah. You can't judge a fish by looking in the pond. You can't judge right from looking at the wrong. You can't judge a book by looking at the cover. Oh, can't you see? Oh, you can't judge me. Ain't like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Can't judge a book by looking at the cover.
Thing about Bo Diddley is he's on Chess Records, right? I'll play along. I can't judge a book by the cover. There's a slight, you know, they're just jamming on. Boom, boom, boom. Can't you see? Hey, baby, you misjudge me. I may look like a farmer, but I'm a lover. Now, on that, there's a slight, when he's on. They slur the 5 to the 4. There's another one of those on Before You Accuse Me, Take a Look at Yourself, where Bo Diddley completely, they're in G on that one. They go, nah, 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 nah. Instead of going, he goes. And in the old R&B world, you know, if there was a mistake like that, frequently, you just went forward. I don't know. I've had people say that Phil Chess wasn't the greatest guy on earth. I hate repeating those kind of rumors and getting into that because it kind of lowers the show. And, of course, Leonard Chess is the main guy at Chess Records. Really, really did run the label. And I've heard mostly good things about Leonard Chess. But it is true that you can hear a slight mistake on something like Can't Judge a Book by Its Cover, which doesn't bother me now. But in this world, modern world, oh, God, by the 70s, everything would have been cleaned up on a record like that. Even Beatles and Stones records have mistakes on them. But by the 70s and sort of the time I got out of high school, I'm class of 1973, and the whole Steely Dan ABBA ethos is in there. None of those records have any boo-boos. They'd have found it and corrected it and so on and so forth. But it's interesting that Bo Diddley has one there, and he has a whopper, as I said, on Before You Accuse Me. But, you know, so what? I mean, listen to, well, I won't tell you the songs now that have mistakes on it by the Beatles and the Birds. Just the way it is. Now, moving along from the great Bo Diddley, who we do love like a brother, this is the one song that was not an encore by the Long Riders. So why did I include it in the show? Because I wanted to do some soulful R&B, and I pitched this to the guys about 4 years ago. I found it in the Oxford American magazine. Periodically, the Oxford American magazine from Oxford, Mississippi, has a focus on one state. And they'll have a focus on one state, and they'll have a CD mounted on the free cover mount of the magazine that when you buy it, you get this free CD. And it'll have the songs of South Carolina, the songs of Alabama, or whatever. Well, the songs of Kentucky was just, I was very proud to be a Kentuckian when I saw that CD and was playing all the tracks. These guys are called the Soul Walkers. It was recorded in 1970 in Owensboro, Kentucky, my father's hometown. One of the guys is named Ben Griffin. He's no relation because he's African American and I'm Caucasian, but maybe he's a distant relative. Who knows? Anyway, it appeared on a tiny little Western Kentucky label called the Cardinal Avalon label. I wouldn't be surprised if it was their own label. And we never did this one as an encore. I made the suggestion. The guys agreed to it. I know Greg agreed to it. I think Steven agreed to it. And I think Tom agreed to it as well. But we never got around to recording it. And so here are the Soul Walkers from Owensboro, Kentucky, with a brilliant piece of it sort of predicts the Philadelphia International sound in a way, and it's got a lot of Curtis Mayfield to it. And from there on in, we're going to do a song about my hometown, and then I'm going to say goodbye. But first off, let's hear the Soul Walkers.
When I saw I let your love slip away from me, I pleaded to you, darling, I was sorry for being on the street. But you turned your back on me, leaving me falling to my knees. I looked up to cry to you, but I heard a voice from behind. I turned around, there stood Mama. Mama told me my selfish pride had made a fool of me. That song puts that pride of yours aside. For another day will leave your heart full of broken sorrow. Please, baby, let me say it. I gotta, can I say it again? Yeah.
because my hotel bill was 6 weeks overdue. You called to say you were leaving, that Kentucky was halfway. I love the rundown river towns, but I never meant to stay. And I've been waiting here in Louisville, and now you've got until my bus leaves.
Dan Brown doing Louisville. Before that, or Louisville, some people say. Before that, we heard the Soul Walkers from Owensboro, Kentucky. See what I did there? We started out with England. We had about 5 tracks from California. We had 3 tracks from Texas, 2 tracks from the Midwest, then we're ending with 2 tracks from Kentucky. Anyway, the Soul Walkers from Owensboro with a little R&B, and that was the great Jan Brown doing Louisville. Now, let's talk about that last song since it talked about the Soul Walkers. Jan Brown was on the scene back in L.A. in the 80s and early 90s. And maybe still doing country music out there now. I didn't know her. Stephen McCarthy knew her. And when we got together the first time, I think it was after 17 years of not playing, the Long Razor, you know, looking for encores. And if you go to the DVD and CD of our State of Our Reunion release, the last song of the evening is Louisville by Jan Brown. Stephen knew her from the Palomino Country and Western Palace out in California, out in the San Fernando Valley. And I wouldn't be surprised if he's in her band at times. Stephen's the most capable, multifaceted musician on a number of instruments. So I didn't know the song at all, but because Louisville's my hometown, Stephen thought it'd be a good encore for us. Plus, which it was, plus it talks about if you don't repair this relationship, I'm going to get on a bus and go to L.A. Well, I've not been to the Louisville Greyhound station in a long, long time, but as I recall, it was pretty dirty. And I'll tell you this, it's a long Greyhound bus ride, 2,200 miles from Louisville, Kentucky to Los Angeles, California. But it was analogous of guys like Steve McCarthy and myself going out to California to make it in the business. So it's a very wise choice of Stephen McCarthy to come up with that idea of doing Louisville by James Brown, which ends the 14th and final song of this first podcast in 9.5 months. I never thought we'd get here and do one again. I want to thank my engineer, Kevin Stokes. I want to thank the fiercely erotic Sonia, who we love so much and makes this thing really happen. I want to thank Jess, the Springer Spaniel. I want to thank all the people that came to the Long Riders gigs in this May-June tour that we did in Europe. The USA gigs in the summer and early autumn have been postponed to 2024, so watch this space. We are going to do them, but we had to postpone them. Situation beyond our control. And we are doing a Long Riders tour of Europe again, the United Kingdom, Spain, so on and so forth, in October. The tour dates are all at longriders.com, tour dates page, sidgriffin.com, the tour dates page, so on and so forth. I'm actually looking for some solo gigs this summer and into the fall and early winter. So if you got a Sid Griffin solo gig, toss it my way. The Cole Porters, C-O-A-L, my bluegrass band, played some gigs in June. They were a gas. I hope to be playing with Andrew Stafford, Carenza Peacock, Mr. Paul Fitzgerald, and co. as soon as we can, because I love my bluegrass. Tuesday nights, you'll find me at the Landseer Arms in London, N19, an archway, playing bluegrass with the gang. That's about all the announcements I've got. It's been wonderful to be with you guys. It's been such a thrill. You're such a lovely audience. We'd like to take you home with us. We'd love to take you home. I'm Sid Griffin. You've been riffing with Griffin. Thanks to the usual crew. Thanks to you all for listening in. It won't be 9 months plus till the next one of these podcasts. You have my word of honor. God bless each and every one of you, and I hope to hear from you soon. Adios.